So, what on earth is autoimmune thyroid disease?
Autoimmune thyroid disease is a complex term. It's not really one disease. It's rather a term that refers to a number of different ways that the immune system could affect the thyroid gland.
Where's the thyroid?
The thyroid's at the base of the neck, so if you were to take your fingers and press kind of right at the bottom of the neck, you probably wouldn't feel it because most thyroid glands are difficult to feel. But it's about 4 centimeters tall on either side. It's the shape of a butterfly, we like to say. But that's where it's located.
And so that organ, what's that the thyroid supposed to do in the first place?
The thyroid does a lot of things. It produces thyroid hormones. These hormones affect essentially every cell organ in the body. A simple way to think about what thyroid hormone does is it is kind of a contributor to metabolism and activity. So it may rev up the system, so to speak, but if it's produced in appropriate quantities, it keeps many organs and systems in equilibrium.
So if your thyroid is overworking or hyperactive, how do you feel?
If your thyroid is overactive or if you're producing too much thyroid hormone, you may lose weight without meaning to. You may be very hot. You may be sweaty, anxious, tremors that you or others may notice. And we often hear people say they have rapid heartbeat or fluttering sensation, which we refer to as palpitations.
And then in contrast, a hypoactive thyroid, how do people feel with that?
So with underactive thyroid, as you'd expect, kind of the whole system slows down. So people may feel sluggish, tired, constipated. Hair and nails can become dry and thin because they're not turning over or being produced in a normal fashion.
So when the thyroid gets damaged in one way or the other, what can happen? One could have either an active thyroid problem or a hypoactive thyroid. Is that right?
That's correct. Now, statistically speaking, it's much more common to develop underactive thyroid as a consequence of autoimmunity affecting the thyroid gland, but thyroid diseases are incredibly common, so we definitely see the whole gamut.
So let's come back now to this question of what is autoimmune thyroid disease, and you've said that there are many diseases that are encompassed in that word. Help us with that.
I would say the most common kind of autoimmune thyroid disease causes underactive or hypothyroidism. Some people may have heard the term Hashimoto's thyroiditis. It's really a term that refers to inflammation within the thyroid gland. It was named after a physician from Japan, a Dr. Hashimoto, who described it. But essentially, that is the most common kind of autoimmune thyroid disease. Less common, but perhaps more dramatic, is something called Graves' disease, again, coined after a Dr. Graves. It causes the thyroid to become overactive, and I'd say that's a lot more, less common, but in a thyroid practice or an endocrine practice, we see a lot of it. The most difficult one, I think, to diagnose and give a prognosis for is just the catch-all term, thyroiditis, which simply means the gland became inflamed in some way. It may not be a permanent condition. Most of the time, it's not, but it's a little more difficult to figure out the course of a disease of generalized thyroiditis.
So just to recap, autoimmune thyroiditis can result in an overactive gland, hyperthyroidism. It can result in a less active gland or hypothyroidism, but it involves inflammation of that organ one way or the other.
Typically, it does involve inflammation. In some of the hyperthyroid conditions, the antibodies are actually just stimulating the gland and not so much inflaming it, but most of the conditions are associated with inflammation.